Guess what? Story time. So, if I slip up and I say this weekend, it's because it feels like the weekend to me because I worked a whole bunch over last weekend, and so like the last 2 days have felt like my weekend, even though it's not technically the weekend, but irrelevant. Anyway, so dates are all relative anyway, aren't they? Maybe. So, whatever. I decided that so my wrestler who's on tour is looping back around. They went out west and now they're coming back this way, and the town that he was, there was a couple of towns that he was going to be in, and they're about a 2-hour drive away. And so I was kind of like, oh, I could go to one or I could go to the other. And so I decided to go to the one of them. I'm like, you know what? I just go to this one. So I was pretty much straight south. So I started driving, and I like made sure I had lots of time, because so I came off of night shift and I like started my laundry and then fell asleep and whatever. But I got my laundry done and I got in the car at a reasonable hour. I was going to make it to the show on time. Yeah, you can see where this is going. I did not make it to the show on time. Depressing. Anyway, driving down the road, cruising, rocking out. And I feel my car start to shake. And I'm like, okay, this is not cool. This does not feel right. So I pull over and stop and walk around. And I don't really notice anything too, like, weird. I'm like, what the hell? And so I hop back in and I drive a little bit more. And no, there's something really fucking wrong. So I go again. I walk around and I look at all my tires really closely. And I realize that one of them has this huge bulge in it. How I missed it the first time, I don't know. I really wasn't paying attention, obviously. Anyway, so basically was in the process of blowing a tire. I'm glad I caught it while it was still, you know, tire on. Anyway, so being the badass bitch that I am, I She-Hulked out and changed my tire. Just, you know, lifted the car up with one hand, put the tire on with the other. No, I have a jack and everything. Anyway, I got my donut spare tire on, and I love Canada. There was like 6 people stopped to check that I was okay. It was pretty badass. And because I was like in the middle of nowhere, I called CAA because I wasn't sure if I should like drive all the way to town on my donut. And so I was just like, hey, I don't know, I might need a tow. Also, I think my donut was kind of not as full as it should have been. Heads up to anyone who's driving, when you check the air pressure in your tires, which you should do on a regular basis, check your donut as well. Check your spare tire. Good plan. And mine is conveniently in a place that is easy to check. Some cars have their spare tire in the stupidest of places. It's dumb. Anyway, that is a story for another time. Got my tire on, get my donut on, headed into town. So the first town I got to, it was like right at 5:00, so everything's shutting down. And I pulled up to this tire shop and the door is locked, but I could see the guy like closing up. And so I like knock and I'm like, hey, do you do like emergency help? Yada, yada, yada. And he's like, I don't even have this tire. Nobody runs these size of tires anymore. So I'm sorry, but I'll check your pressure on your donut. Cause I said, I think my donut's probably squishy. So he pumped up my tire, which was great. Thank you, random tire guy. And so I kept going to the town that I was going to because I was like, I really want to make it to the show, but you shouldn't drive too fast on a donut. So I had to drive slow. So I made it into town, I think probably about like 20 minutes to half an hour into the show. And so I get there and text my wrestler like, hey, I made it. And he's like, did you see my match? And I'm like, fuck, I must have just missed it. And he's like, that's okay, we can watch it together. Or he's like, I recorded it, we can watch it naked together later. I was like, yes. So the rest of the matches happened and they were kind of some of them were okay, some of them were kind of shit. The venue was kind of crap. The roof was really low, so they couldn't do any of like the big jumpy things, which is too bad because I really like the big jumpy things. Anyway, And then I was gonna get a hotel in that town, and originally I had booked a hotel, but like when I blew my tire, I called the hotel and I was like, basically, because somewhere along the line he told me that they weren't staying in that town, so I called the hotel and basically was like, oh, I have a flat tire, so I'm not gonna make it into town tonight, can I cancel? And they were like, yeah, no problem, which was very nice of them. I hope they didn't charge my card. I haven't checked yet. Anyway, so that happened. And then I drove to this other town, where they were staying at this like motor inn. Okay. Like trashiest hotel I've ever been in. I actually couldn't even get into my room. It was like, it had a door from the outside, but my key wouldn't work. So I ended up, the owner like went in through the other side. I didn't realize that there was a way to get in from the inside, because I was like, it's a motel, there's doors from the outside. So I ended up like basically just opening my door and leaving it open, bringing in all my stuff. And then because it was late and I was tired, I just texted my wrestler. I was like, you know what, Adonis, I will just leave the door unlocked. So I wasn't quite asleep. I hear him come in. He's like, oh, I'm staying. I hear him talking to his other people. He's like, oh, I'm just going to stay in this room. And I'm pretty sure they all gave him shit. They better have given him shit. But he came in and it was good. And he showered, but I didn't shower. I was too tired to shower. Also, it was like one stall shower thing. So he got all showered and was looking super buff and sexy, because that's just how he does. Yeah, so he's looking all sexy. So there was makeouts. There was blowjob. So I really like giving blowjobs when the recipient is expressive. And Adonis is fucking great. Especially his cock is like the perfect size for my mouth for deep throating, because it's just the right length that it gets to back my throat if I really work it, and can make me gag just a little, but doesn't actually hurt too much. So yeah, so it's fucking awesome. So I can just go all the way down, and he makes really great noises. Lots of taking the Lord's name in vain. Big fan. And I could tease him all day. Oh my god, this is so much fun. So there was some teasing, and then I asked him if he was okay with recording, and he said yes. So probably when I post this in the post, there will be a link to another recording, which will be actual sex, because that's how the brat rolls. We only recorded once, though, because I was trying to edit, and I think I had the mic on the wrong settings and shit. But anyway, so round one got recorded, and then we watched, we watched his match. Actually, we watched two of his matches, like the last two, and I've only ever seen him in his like one costume, which is like red and black and like short shorts and like little boots. His other outfit is like black, or no, it's white and blue. And it has like knee-high white boots. I would let him fuck me in those boots. So hot. Anyway. So watch the match. And yeah, you know, if you think you're attracted to someone, watch them kick somebody else in the face, because that's hot. Or maybe that's just me. So yeah, naked match watching time. And then was more cuddles. And oh, because in pseudo planning this trip, I had mentioned, because this would be like the last time that we got to hang out, and since we'd already like been together twice, it's like, cool, this is like third date, I can bring the kinky shit now, right? So I pretty much just dumped half of my toy box into my suitcase. And I was like, so I brought the toy box, have a look, see if there's anything you like. And so he opted, he said he wanted to try a plug. And so I had my Enjoy, my steel plug, and then I also had my inflatable plug. And I was thinking, I haven't played with the inflatable plug for a while. And he's like, inflatable, what? And I'm like, it could make things a whole lot tighter. And he's like, oh God, yes. So inflatable plug it was. I really enjoyed it. It felt very, very full and wonderful. And if his reactions, if I can judge by his reactions, I think he might have liked it a little bit. A little. There may have been a lot of eyes rolling into the back of the head. So yeah. Inflatable butt plug. Fun times. So that was round two. So then we slept in this horribly uncomfortable and like super weird, like, so the doors didn't even have dead bolts on them. They just had like privacy locks, like privacy doorknobs. So you just like lock the door from the inside from the doorknob. It's like, I hope nobody just breaks in. Kind of creepy. And then in the morning, I abandoned him and went to go try and deal with my tire. So there was a tire store in the town that I was in, and they also looked at me like I was crazy, and they're like, nobody runs those size tires, but maybe if you go to next big city, you will find something. So I'm like, okay, well, I could go to next big city. That sounds like a plan, because that's kind of on the way to the next place. And I was kind of like, if I miss the show this night, I kind of want to catch the show. I do want to catch the show again, like, completely. So I'm like, maybe I'll go to the next show because I got the time. Maybe. Anyway, I go to next big city so that I can get my tires done. Go to the place, find out that they have tires in stock. They can do it today. Bitchin', awesome. I'm like, okay, let's do this. Get it started. I hadn't eaten yet today because I was like trying to figure out all of my stuff. So I'm like, okay, you guys can have my car and my cell phone number, and I'm just going to like wander around town and find food and stuff. So yeah, peace out. So I went down, there was a McDonald's somewhere, and I was like, okay, yay, McDonald's, and I got a poutine, because I'm like, I haven't had poutine in a long time. I could really go for some poutine. The fries were underdone. It was terrible. It was sad poutine. So then I decided I needed to cheer myself up, so I went scrub shopping. So I got some cute new scrub tops, which makes me very happy. And then I walked back to the tire shop, and my car was just about done. So I'm like, cool, I'm, you know, ready to pay. And I patted myself down and realized I didn't have my wallet. So I'm like, fuck. Okay, well, I told them, okay, well, I'm just going to leave my shit here, and I'm going to walk back down to the place where I was and see if I can see my wallet. So I walked all the way back down to the strip mall and all the way back and still couldn't find my wallet. So I'm like, fuck. Okay, I don't know what to do now. I've got my checkbook on me, but you guys don't take checks. So I don't know what to do. And they're like, well, we could just take you to a bank and you could get money. You should be able to get money from them. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a reasonable plan. So I go to the bank. And then they're like, well, you don't have any photo ID. I'm like, well, no, because it was in my wallet, but I have a couple of other pieces of ID that I keep like just on my person. I have them in another wallet basically. So, and then I found out that I actually, I had forgotten to update my ID with my bank because I just moved provinces and should have updated my ID with my bank, but I hadn't. So even the ID that I would have had was not the ID that they had on file. So it didn't matter. Anyway, so they put in my ID. They got me a new debit card. They got me set up, went back to the tire shop. Oh, wait, actually, and I kind of fucked up. I didn't actually, I thought I had reset the pin on my debit card, but I hadn't. So I went back to the tire shop, tried to pay for my tires, and it was like, incorrect pin. I'm like, shit. So then they drove me back to the bank again. And then the ATM was down because they were balancing it. So I'm like, waiting. But I went and got more cash just in case, because I'm like, fuck, I'm going to need cash. Anyway, I'm trying to deal with all this, and I'm like, I ended up calling the police because I'm like, maybe I'll get lucky and some will have turned in my wallet. And so then I look at the time and I'm like, okay, you know what? If I leave now, I can make it to the show. I'm just going to go. I want to go to the show. Really want to. So I headed out. I started heading out. I had texted the wrestler. I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm kind of like just feeling like a wreck. My day kind of went shit. I don't have my wallet. I feel sick. I just want to go home. And he's like, I understand. No, you've had a shit day. Like, and then I was like, no, I've had a shit day. If I go straight home, I'm just going to cry my eyes out. At least if I go to the show, I'm going to have a good time and also probably get laid. So I started driving, and then I stopped to retorque my tires, and I got a voicemail from the police that somebody had turned in my wallet. So I'm like, bitchin', okay, awesome, but I'm going to the show. And then I get a text from the wrestler, and he's like, hey, so the town we're performing in is not the town that we're staying in. We're going to keep going further after this all the way to Big Big City. And I'm like, fuck, because in the back of my mind, it was like, I'm not going to chase you all the way to Big Big City. But I did. Anyway. Because by that point, I was like, I'm on the road. I'm getting laid tonight. Don't care. So, went to the show. It was great. It was so great. I was sitting next to these two, like, adorable little girls. They were, like, they were mean. It was great. The one little girl's like, choke him, kick him in the face. She was the best. And it was so cute because they, like, there was one wrestler that they absolutely hated. Like, the minute he walked out, they just decided that he was the worst person ever. And then, of course, his merch table is, like, right beside us. So at intermission, I'm just sitting there relaxed. And these little girls are busy trying to give this wrestler the finger without him noticing. I don't know. It was so cute. We hate him. But it was super adorable, and they weren't paying attention to names, so then they're just like cheering for colors. They're like, yeah, red, get up, red, yeah, blue. Super cute. psychotic little children. And my guy was in a three-way match, which he basically was like the sexiest thing on the planet. He looked so badass. He was jumping around, kicking people in the face. And yeah, no, he's lovely. And then one of the other guys took a pot shot and got the pin on him because, yeah, but it was a cheap shot. So I was pretty happy with that. The other two guys in the show have like the most hilarious chemistry. It doesn't matter if they're like on the same team or not. They're just like, the one guy is like a flaming poof and the other one is just sick of his shit. So if they're fighting against each other, it plays great. And if they're fighting with each other, like they've played as a tag team, and it also is awesome because they just take no shit from each other and it's adorable. It's such great chemistry. Anyway, I was loving the show, and because I know a little bit more about wrestling now, yeah, I was having a blast. I was like giggling off my ass the entire freaking time. So felt much better after that. Plus now I knew that my wallet was somewhere safe, so I was like, okay, this is cool. And so yeah, plan is drive into the city. And he's like, okay, so we're actually staying in small town right beside the city. I'm like, that's cool. I know the city, kind of. So I will go to right around the airport because that's the area I usually know. and I'll just go there and get a hotel. It turns out hotels in big, big city want photo ID and credit card. I'm like, fuck, this is not going to work. So I'm texting him. And of course, he's on the road by this point, so he can't text me back. And eventually, he comes out with, well, I think there is a Motor Inn in small town beside big cities. Also, we're out of gas. So if you can make it here, we'll figure something out. I'm like, okay, fine. Make it out there. Yep, Motor Inn is a decent place. They took my cash, and the room was actually nice-ish compared to the other Motor Inn that we had stayed at. So, because I'd had a shit day, I basically, like, as soon as I was in the room and the door was closed, I was stripping down and going for a shower. Perverts. Was not going to jump his bones when I felt like shit. Anyway, I had a shower. We showered. I like showering with him. He spoils me. So we showered. And then I ate because I was like starving. So I had food, which made me happy. Food is good. And then it was cuddle time. More cuddle time. More blowjob time. Oh, yeah. So it's cuddles, and he was kind of on top of me, and then I kind of, like, squirmed down. Like, he originally kind of spread my legs and was holding my legs apart, and then I squirmed around so that I got between his legs. And so then he was on top and fucking my face, which was pretty good. So blowjobs. Heavenly blowjobs. I mean, this guy just, he likes making me come. And I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all. But he'll just, like, one little finger and just go on my clit until I, like, twitch out and can't breathe. And he loves it. And I mean, I love it too, but, yes, there was a lot of little death, a whole lot of little death for Brat. And then there was fucking, because I had deep throated him and sucked his balls. And then he threw me down and fucked me hard, like a lot. And there was a lot of flailing and whimpering. And then he rolled onto his back and was like, you're on top now. And this is the unfortunate part, is I have very little rhythm and, like, stroke control when I'm, like, completely capable of motor control. And then he makes me come, and I lose all sort of, like, I can't focus on, like, touching him in the right ways and keeping up a stroke rhythm and everything while I'm coming. So he would get really close, and then I would come, and I couldn't do nothing because I would just be, like, twitching and trying to keep going, but it just wasn't working. So finally he's like, maybe you could just finish me with your hand or your mouth. And I'm like, mouth. I ended up using both. I went, and so I had one hand stroking pretty hard and fast while my mouth took care of the head. And yeah, my elbow still hurts, but so worth it. So worth it. So that is story time for now. Next story time should be February, and then after that maybe April. I'm hopeful. I don't think I'll have any more impromptu story times, because since I had to pay for tires, I'm broke again, so I probably have to behave myself and work a lot instead of going and finding people to hook up with. My poor libido. But I'm happily sore right now, so I think I'll be good for a while.